It's Monday, the 18th of October, and welcome to our weekly energy update with Investec Head of Commodities, Callum McPherson.
Good morning.
Let's get straight into it. Brent has broken $86 per barrel. And in its report published last week, the International Energy Agency has said that demand will increase because of fuel switching. How tight is the market likely to be in the coming months?
Well, the IEA estimated that OPEC needs to produce 28.5 million barrels per day over the current quarter. But it also estimated that OPEC's production last month was only just over 27 million barrels per day. Now, of course, OPEC is increasing output last month, this month, and will continue to do so. But its share of the OPEC plus increases are not going to be enough to cover what the IEA is estimating OPEC needs to do to balance the market. So that means the market's going to be in a deficit. And we no longer have high inventories as we had over the COVID crisis. So the market is going to be tight, or it is tight, and it will continue to be tight. That's what the forward curve is telling us. So it's very heavily backwardated. It's very downward sloping. And of course, the front contract is high. And as you mentioned this morning, it popped through $86 per barrel after having broken $85 per barrel at the end of last week.
So the rally is being driven by fundamentals, not just speculation then.
Well, yes. I mean, there are very strong fundamental drivers over the coming months, at least. So you mentioned the fuel switching, which the IEA said was going to add about 600,000 barrels per day of extra demand over the winter. This is, again, because of very high gas prices, switching away from gas consumption to fuel oil consumption, where that's possible. It's also interesting, actually, to look at the behavior of the jet fuel market. Usually, pre-COVID, jet fuel traded at a significant premium to Brent. That went negative over COVID because the demand for jet fuel collapsed completely. It started to increase again. But recently, as we've seen flying starting to open up, this so-called jet crack spread has widened and is now getting back more towards the kinds of premium over Brent that we saw before COVID. So that's another area. And remember that aviation is the last area of oil demand that's been significantly disrupted. So that's now looking, starting to normalize. Actually, I'd say you mentioned speculators are really not as active as they were, say, in 2018 when we last saw oil trading at around these levels. That time, the bets that people had on that oil prices would go higher were significantly longer than they were now. So perhaps scope for speculators to add further to long positions if this rally does look like it's going to continue.
Well, the IEA highlighted the issue of fuel switching from gas. Is there any sign of that problem easing?
Not really. Russian supplies of gas to Europe are still rather low, and that's in spite of comments from Putin last week about how Russia was going to keep the market properly supplied. And really, at the moment, Russia is prioritizing building up its own stocks of gas ahead of the winter, and it seems unlikely that that situation is going to change until later this month, by which time the levels of gas in storage in Europe will be even lower than they are. They will be even further below where they normally would be for the time of year. So, no, I don't see any chance of the gas situation easing in the short term.
And do you think the 2018 high will be broken soon?
Well, we're now so close anyway. I mean, having gone up over 86 this morning, the 2018 high is 86.74. So it does feel like it's probably just a matter of time. And the really interesting thing is if we do break that level, that takes us back to the previous high in 2014. And this is when the market first came down from trading over $100 per barrel, when, of course, the US shale output sort of overbalanced the market. And when you look at long-term charts, taking a little bit of a step back from the recent sort of movements, this breakout of the long-term downtrend that we were talking about the other week does start to make levels like $90 or even $100 per barrel not look particularly outlandish, purely when you look at things in terms of the charts. And I'd also say that there are some parallels with 2008, over the market at the moment. I mean, that was another time when there seemed to be this almost feverish worry about energy running out and not being able to produce energy quick enough. There are, I think, similarities there. I think over the coming months, there certainly is a danger of oil prices continuing to trade higher.
Thank you, Callum. We'll chat again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of Investec's Weekly Energy Update with Callum McPherson. If you would like to discuss any of the contents of the podcast, drop Callum an email on callum.mcpherson@investec.co.uk or visit investec.com/commodities. Until next time, thank you.